I have the signed letters that went out to both South Korea and Japan today. And there will be approximately 12 other countries that will receive notifications and letters directly from the President of the United States. And weeks ago, I stood at this podium and I told all of you that the President was going to create tailor-made trade plans for each and every country on this planet. And that's what this administration continues to be focused on. The President will also sign an executive order today delaying the July 9th deadline to August 1st. So the reciprocal tariff rate or these new rates that will be provided in this correspondence to these foreign leaders will be going out the door within the next month, or deals will be made. And those countries continue to negotiate with the United States. We've seen a lot of positive developments in the right direction, but the administration, the President, and his trade team want to cut the best deals for the American people and the American worker. That's what they're focused on. And in the effort of transparency, these letters will continue to be posted to Truth Social.
Is the President at all concerned that these countries that are receiving the letters won't take them seriously because the deadline seems to have shifted already and may shift again?
They will take the letters seriously because they have taken the President seriously. And that's why the President's phone, I can tell you, rings off the hook from world leaders all the time who are begging him to come to a deal. And this administration is working hard to ensure those deals are in the best interest of the American people. And this delay, again, is in the best interest of the American people. And you all will continue to see these letters released on the President's Truth Social. And we will see you all later. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.